Workers hung back in the shade against a massive wall at the waste treatment plant. Once built, the WTP is where the federal government plans to treat 53 million gallons of radioactive waste. The workers had to be coaxed into the sun, where Energy's Deputy Secretary Dan Poneman would speak. Plant construction manager Frank Russo welcomed them.
Good afternoon, WTP. How are you guys doing today?
He told them they were doing a good job. Russo then introduced Poneman. He came to Hanford to assure federal workers and contractors they were safe to bring up any concerns with the $12 billion plant.
So you need to know, and I think you probably do know, anytime any of you has a safety concern, you can raise it with your management. You can raise it anonymously. We've got emails. We've got voicemails.
While Poneman said this, some workers with crossed arms looked down, shuffled their feet. Others listened to Poneman carefully. One Hanford critic remained skeptical of his promises.
I don't care that Dan Poneman or the secretary himself comes out here and says it's okay to talk now.
That's Tom Carpenter, head of a watchdog group, Hanford Challenge. He points out one high-level manager named Walt Tamasitis, who brought up concerns last year, was demoted.
If the result is that you get put into a basement office with nothing to do or you lose your job, then that's going to be the message, not, oh, it's okay to talk. So we don't see the behavior changes. All we hear is words.
Still, Deputy Poneman tried to reassure workers, despite Tamasitis' case, that his agency is trying to follow some of the recommendations of the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board. That federal watchdog asked Energy Secretary Stephen Chu to personally look into what the board called a flawed safety culture at the waste treatment plant. One of the board's concerns is that large mixing vessels for radioactive waste might explode or experience what engineers call a criticality. Poneman told workers there would be another Energy Department investigation at the plant soon.
We're going to be having neutral third parties interview all of you folks and get any sense of what's going on.
After his remarks, Poneman took questions from local TV reporters, but agency press handlers did not allow a public radio interview. They said other media should have more time with the deputy secretary because I had interviewed him earlier this month. After the speech, workers filed back into the plant, tractors rumbled to life, and Poneman was off to more meetings. I'm Anna King in Richland.